With Congress preparing a sweeping overhaul to the nation's healthcare system, healthcare expert Jacob Hacker today outlined details on how the nation can structure and implement a public health insurance option as part of the overall reforms. Hacker is the faculty co-director at the UC Berkeley Center on Health, Economic, and Family Security and the author of several books on public policy. Speaking in Washington and on a conference call to reporters nationwide, Hacker said it's obvious that healthcare reforms will be a public-private plan coming out of the Obama administration.
Many reform plans envision the creation of some kind of new national purchasing pool, sometimes called an exchange, that would allow those without good workplace insurance to choose among large private health plans. That's to provide a basis for group pooling of health insurance, similar to that provided by large employers. Now, the public plan choice simply says that a public plan, modeled roughly after Medicare in my vision, should be available alongside the private plans, ensuring an insurance product with broad choice of providers and encouraging private plans to match the administrative efficiencies, cost control abilities, and quality improvement capacities of public insurance.
Hacker said the idea of a public-private plan has become more controversial in recent weeks, but he said that all aspects of healthcare reform that are essential end up being controversial.
The new requirements on employers that will be needed, or the need for new public financing, are likely to be quite controversial as well. And the reason why all these features of reform proposals are controversial is because they are so vital to the overriding goal of reform: quality, affordable care for all Americans.
Hacker's report is called Healthy Competition. In it, he argues for meaningfully different choices with price-setting authority. He said the argument for a public plan competing with private plans within what he calls an exchange is that the public plan can offer values that private companies can't or don't provide.
What are those? Stability, wide pooling of risks, transparency, affordability of premiums, broad access to providers, the capacity to collect and use patient information on a large scale to improve care. These are all hallmarks of public health insurance that private plans have inherent difficulties providing.